Shani Layton played netball from Australia. She captained Australia and was one of the best known diamonds through her era. She's now Shani Norder and better known these days as a champion ruck for Collingwood in the AFLW, but no longer. Shani is standing by. Good morning to you.
Good morning, PK. How you going?
I'm good. Why'd you retire? You're playing really well.
It's so bizarre, isn't it? That I feel so fortunate, you know, to be able to call the time on my career. Yeah. And I think a lot of the time as an athlete, you can get caught playing just because you can. But for me, it just wasn't right. Like, my life has definitely shifted and pivoted. And, you know, I'm just missing not being able to go to family functions and birthdays and all those things that you just can't do as an athlete in general. Doesn't matter if you're netball or football or otherwise. But yeah, so for me it was time, but I was also just mentally fatigued of training. Like, I just can't mentally push myself at training, in games, and, you know, whilst people might not have been able to notice that on the outside, I think the fact that I know that within myself, I really felt like I was letting the team down. And, you know, if they're wanting to push forward, we obviously had a great successful year this year, but I think if they want to go the whole way, you know, they're going to have to push harder again next year. And unfortunately, I just don't have it in me anymore.
And you know yourself really well now. Can I, not that you need any sort of analysis here, but can I weigh in with my opinion?
Yes, please do.
You've written your book called No Apologies. It was a great book, and we discussed it. I interviewed you on television. Having gone through that process of understanding yourself better by writing such an honest book, you can now better recognize who you are and what you want to do from now. Is that right, or is that looking too far into it?
No, that is great analysis, psych, PK. But
there you go. Just saved you some money.
Yeah, thank you very much. A lot of money. But yeah, it is very true, you know, and I think making the right decisions isn't always easy. Actually, it's very rare that making the right decision is easy. And so, you know, I don't want people to think that this was an easy decision. You know, I had to tell the team last night and I broke down a bit because they are my family and they mean so much to me. And playing football was a really healing process for me in sport, to be, you know, a part of something like AFLW that's so progressive and moving forward, but also to be a part of the Collingwood team who was the most inclusive team that I've ever been a part of was really special. And so, but if I had have stayed, it would have just been, you know, because I love the girls and the social side, and you just can't play elite sport if that's why you're rocking up to training every night.
Tell people who don't know what you were healing from, about the end of your netball career and what you had to get through to then play football and feel like you were healed.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I played netball for 15 years and played for Australia for 7 of those, but I suffered from depression and was also just in an environment where it was more so, you know, my own thoughts and myself not being able to be myself, but I didn't feel like I could be myself in that environment, which was then, obviously, you know, feeling like I'm wearing a mask. And I did a lot of work around that and figuring out, you know, obviously why I was depressed, and I did a lot of work with therapists around that. But, you know, netball is a very, you know, you got to say the right thing, you got to do the right thing. It's a very private school girl sport, I like to call it. But, you know, coming over to football where I could be myself and I could joke and laugh and not get in trouble for, you know, being a bit of an idiot or say what's on my mind and hold people accountable for their actions on the field and all the rest of it. It was just such an open environment. So, but, you know, once again, as you said, as I wrote in the book, the fact that I have so much more self-awareness around myself now, I think my netball journey would have been different if I had those lessons earlier. Yeah. Sorry if you can hear my cat over the phone.
I can, but you don't have to apologise for that.
It's so funny.
Well, just speaking about your contribution, your record speaks for itself. Don't think anyone's done what you've done in those two sports. But now your contribution's broader than that, because if somebody hears you this morning, reads about your story, they might have a more comfortable journey, for want of a better word, if they go and try and do what you did. You've been able to help a lot of young athletes, at least.
Oh, thanks, PK. And that's, you know, that's the hope and that's the aim of speaking out because, you know, we don't know what we don't know. And if we had have known what we did earlier, then I think a lot of our journeys would be very different. You know, so I hope, you know, hopefully a lot of less judgment, people being kinder than to themselves and also being okay with doing what's right for them as well. I think, you know, we have a lot of tall poppy syndrome here in Australia and it's okay to either strive for success, but also to encourage people to succeed as well, I think is something we can definitely get better at.
What's next for you? I bet you've got a lot of offers to go and do different things.
Oh, not as of yet, but I'm happy with that. I need some downtime.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm still working. I'm the head of netball at Methodist Ladies College in Kew. I'll still be doing the commentary on Channel 9 for Super Netball this year, which is really exciting. I'm going to play a bit of State League for a bit of fun down with Frankston. And it's really nice just being back in the community and local. Yeah. You know, I'll probably see you down at the Frankston Footy Club, PK.
We're the two number one ticket holders for Frankston Football Club.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know how I'm on the same billing as you, but anyway.
No, right. Oh, shut up. It's the other way around.
I'm hanging in there. Okay, so bad news for anyone that has to play against you in the State League. So I'm sorry to bring the news to that to netballers that you're going to be dominating that league.
Yeah.
But enjoy.
I haven't played netball for a few years, so I might be hopeless.
I don't think so. Always great to speak to you, and good luck. Well done on your retirement, and you put your feet up with your cat.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Al Hawker, meow. Thanks, PK. Appreciate it.
Shani Norder there, one of the greats of Australian sport, and good to hear from her this morning.